Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it is Friday. Eddie Ift is going to join us today.
Yes.
Heading up the stairs to the 10th floor here.
Heading up the stairs.
That's right. He's at the Punchline all weekend long, and he'll join us at 8 o'clock in the morning. That'll be great. I haven't seen him in person in years.
He's a really fun follow on Instagram, too. He posts little clips of his stand-up, and he's fantastic. Mm. Really good.
Good at social media. Oh, my God.
I like the guy a lot.
He's wonderful. He's great. And he has been through it. Like, the fires are just ever-threatening.
Yep.
So you get when you live in a canyon. That is some tough.
Well, everybody in California now is dealing with increased home insurance rates due to the fire problem.
Or unavailability.
And people in extreme spots like him, I'll ask him maybe off-air because it's probably not the most fun subject, but I imagine he's like, I got to get out of here.
And yet it's hard to unload a house that no one can get insurance on.
Right.
Because in order to get a mortgage, you got to have insurance.
And also, you might like where you live.
Right.
Except for the times when you're on, run for your life. You might be like, I would never want to live anywhere else.
This is my paradise.
Right. So I don't know, but I'm a fan and I hope that the show's at the Punchline. I hope you all go. Sell it out for the guy.
Yeah, he's great. He's a good friend, longtime friend of the show, Eddie Ift, at the Punchline all weekend long and joining us at about 8 o'clock. This part of the show is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. I know it's Friday and you're thinking about the weekend, but you really need to start thinking about the summer. You need to get those kids squared away, mm-hmm. get them to a place where they're happy and safe and so tired and just happy with their whole day when they get home, when you get home from work. La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for the parents. Head to lagarzasports.org and use the code ALICE for $50 off. Give you a little break there. I want to start with Survivor. We're getting down to in the season that's happening right now. We're getting down to it. Our girl Camilla, I'm rooting for her. They have some good ideas on there. Are you all caught up?
Did you watch mostly, it? Yeah. You say that very tentatively, as if she's.
I think they really blew their chance.
She's a dead
last
man
week.
Walking, is what you think.
It's hard to see how this is going to shake out, and obviously there are some random variables depending on who's won what and who takes who to the end, but it's. It's a tough one for her. I am rooting for her because I think that she's played a really good, devious, underhanded. She's going to, if she can make an argument for herself, and she and Kyle, they're teamed up. Nobody really knows how closely they're working together. And they have, in fact, very quietly orchestrated a number of changes and turns and evictions in the game. And so, and it's been really good. Like, in fact, I can't even believe they pulled off what they pulled off last night. Like, I thought to myself, all Joe has to do is say one thing to the guy, to Shaheen, and that will be that. The jig is up. And he doesn't do it. And I thought, this is really working out for them somehow.
You know, I don't remember. There was a point in the game where those two, Camilla and what's the other kid's name?
Kyle.
Where they're chatting, and I don't remember if other people were around, but there's a point where they're chatting, and one of them goes, well, I'm this. And the other one goes, I'm that too.
They're both from Guyana?
Guyanese, whatever they said. Right. It was one of those things where
they connected on that level.
Very obscure. Mm-hmm. And then they both went, I'm that as well. And then they had a couple other... I felt like that was around other people. You'd think someone would have...
kind of put it together.
Well, been slightly more suspicious than they have been.
Wonder if some of those people are just gone.
Maybe.
You know, they're down to the... I think they're down to the final five now.
Maybe. I don't know. But it does seem like they had that... you too? Right. Moment.
Oh,
where
my
you go,
God. Right. But then they've managed to make it not look like they're spending every second together plotting. Like, they are finding ways to keep it on the down low. So I do feel like if they can get to the end, if one or the other or both of them gets to the end, they'll be able to show that this is what they did. Where I think somebody like Eva or Joe, who are both really strong, likable players, would have a harder time making an argument for how they outwitted other people, other than just, I was strong and I won stuff.
Well, Eva's got, did you see me melt down? And I'm still here.
Mm-hmm. She does
hand
have
me
that.
My money.
It's a, and it would be a, especially if the jury is super mad at somebody else who's up there,
right.
Then because they feel like that person ruined my dreams of $1 million, which mm-hmm. David, by the way, is sitting on the jury, just seething about it. Every time they flip to him, you're just like, oh, that guy is so mad. He's going to choke somebody out. So anyway, it was a good episode. I believe that the season finale is this coming week. Can you give me the exact date on that? Because sometimes they'll do that on a Sunday. That can't possibly be this weekend. I didn't pay attention to that, though, at the end of the show. We do have a death for Survivor Nicaragua. And I did not recognize the name Jane from Survivor Nicaragua. But I know that that was the season that we had a local guy here, Marty, from Mill Valley.
Oh, your boy.
The mayor of Mill Valley.
By the way,
he was on.
May 21st is the finale.
Next week?
That is next week,
yeah.
On the Wednesday. So Jane Bright was on Survivor Nicaragua, which was 2010. When I saw her picture, I did go, oh, yeah, okay. She does look familiar.
I don't recognize her at all.
She and Marty actually were butting heads. Like, she was trying to lead. He was trying to lead. I'm looking up, like, why they were so mad at each other. They say...
is that Marty right there?
That's Marty on the right. Yep.
Who's the hottie?
I don't know her name. But she is cute. I didn't even notice her because I was looking at the other two.
Yeah,
I
didn't
notice
the other two.
Jane wanted to be in some kind of alliance with Marty at the beginning, and then Marty wasn't enthusiastic, and somehow this led to her hating Marty for personal reasons.
Oh.
She made it to sixth place on her season.
What'd she die of?
She died of being 71, I guess. I'm not seeing a lot of other information.
We don't die of 71 anymore. Oh. There's something up.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Found dead in her home yesterday, according to a social media post from her daughter, Ashley. Cause of death is unclear. She was born in North Carolina, appeared on Survivor Nicaragua in 2010.
I don't even remember that they did that in Nicaragua because it's been so long since they traveled the show.
It's been set in Fiji just for... And it's cool. Like, don't you feel like you recognize some of the places that they are doing? Like, oh, there's that field or there's that rock formation. The one that the one guy fell off of and really hurt himself.
I can see they're producing a more consistent show this way.
Mm, right. They probably have all kinds of facilities mm-hmm. all set. Everything's in place. They just show up there and they can make it happen. She was only 71, but and I'm sure there'll be more information. Apparently, she just passed yesterday. So there may be more on the horizon. But they're not saying cause of death or anything currently. I thought this was just interesting and sort of a There's a few funny little elements in here, or interesting, not funny so much. Lord was doing an interview.
She has a new album coming out, or
she
it's out?
Does have it's? I think it's coming out.
Okay.
You know what this? And that is what this interview was about.
Okay.
Ostensibly, like Lord is out there promoting her new record. They sit her down. They start talking to her. And the snippets start coming. You know, people are interesting, and she has some interesting things to share, such as one of them is her hot take on the Pam Anderson, Tommy Lee sex tape, which is, I don't know, 25 years old, more than that.
Oh, no.
I mean, what, you said you knew a dude who let you into their house, and there it was sitting there.
I had a friend at the rock station I worked at in San Diego.
So what year would this have been?
This would have been, God, I moved to work with you in 97. This would have been 94 or 95. I had a friend who did the stereo at Tommy's house.
He'd wired the home.
He wired the
high
home.
High-end stereo
put
system.
Right. And so he was a friend of theirs and did this kind of work.
And had a key.
And was like, you guys come up to LA, I can, you know, you can come in and I'll show you the stereo I put in and then all the other stuff at Pam and Tommy's house. And we were like, okay.
Let's go.
So we did.
So you've been in the house that they shared.
Yeah. And on the walls were black and white nudes of the two of them. And I was like, that's a strange thing to put in your home, but okay. Mm. Like, it's their house. We were in their house. And there was this one room where they'd put it didn't seem like a bed per se. It was more like, what do they call those things you put your feet on? Is it an ottoman?
Okay, yeah.
It was like a giant ottoman that dropped into the floor and then could be raised up, but it was the size of a bed.
Oh, and it was like upholstered, not dressed like a bed.
Right, upholstered, exactly right. But it was this, and the music in that room was specifically dialed so that you could lay on that.
You'd be laying on that.
They had
to the music.
And they had an elevator. Like there was a, they customized this house. I forget why you asked me that though. What are we talking about? So, oh, the Pam and Tommy Lee tape.
So Lord.
Right.
And Pam and Tommy made that tape really early days. Like
1995.
They are. Oh, okay. 95.
The point and I they think were together, in you bringing like, this up is that people had access to their house and this tape got stolen. And that's why, because they'd let too many people into their
And
I've
all
been
their junk's
house.
Right there.
I don't even know them.
Right.
I've been in their house.
With the guy who put in their stereo system, as though he still has the right to go back into the house. I mean, maybe he had to go in there and tweet
I don't
the
know.
Thing.
I think he was still working for them. I don't think that that it had ended. But
although, when you hand someone a key, they could make a copy of it. I mean, if they know all the codes.
Right.
Everybody, you know, every week we change that code. Sure you do. So, Lord. And I can't say I never think about the Pam and Tommy Lee sex tape. I guess it does come up once in a while. I have seen the whole thing. And I do remember, you know, it's just babe or baby. And I mean, there's lots of shots of his enormity. And there's lots of shots of the, are they in the McDonald's line and she's sort of holding the enormity and she's saying, you know, oh, to our future kids, this is, look what mommy gets to play with. And it's like, oh God, it's horrifying because your kids will actually see this someday.
I realize they have star power. So I understand why so many people watched it. I don't think of it ever.
Really?
Never, ever.
Did you watch the whole thing at some point?
Nope, but no. I've seen enough to know that when you mention how big he is, yes, I saw the thing. Yeah. And when you mention the babe or the weird dynamic they have with each other, it seemed like they were in love at the time.
So Lord has a take on this.
Mm-hmm.
She was using therapeutic psychedelic drugs to deal with some issues, as you do.
So mushrooms?
Maybe. She doesn't, at least not in this particular story, it's not being detailed, but she said she had some issues, including an eating disorder and the breakup of a long relationship. And she was, I don't know if it's like a self-medication. It says therapeutic psychedelic drugs.
Well, they do the microdosing
they
and
do.
Stuff like that.
Sure. Or maybe she's just tripping. During one trip, that is what she says here, she found herself randomly looking up the Pam and Tommy video. She has no idea why she did it, but she watched it from start to finish and has thoughts on it. It was totally worth it. So she's talking to Rolling Stone in this particular interview, and she says, I found it to be so beautiful. And maybe it's effed up that I watched it, but I saw two people that were so in love with each other. And there was this purity. They were jumping off this big boat. They were like children. They were so free. And I was just like, whoa, being this free comes with danger.
Yeah, she was tripping.
Yeah, right?
And, yeah, but that is, I also took that, like, they had a dynamic and they appeared to be having fun with each other.
They do seem like very much like they're in love. And if you were tripping, you might be like.
Clearly before kids, because they have that joyful, yes. I'm not mad at you for anything in this moment right now.
Right.
Kind of thing. Where
zero madness.
Once the kids are there, you're like, yeah, we're cool long term for sure. But I'm so mad that you didn't. Do or did.
You went on tour and I was here with the kids? What?
None of that's there. They are just joyfully young at heart and playful. And
somebody gave them a video camera. And,
right.
And they just happened to tape everything.
Mm-hmm.
Elsewhere in the interview, Lorde addressed her gender identity, which I've never given a thought to. I don't know. She said, I'm a woman except for the days I'm a man. Hmm. She went on to say, I know that's not a very satisfying answer, but there's a part of me that is really resistant to boxing it up.
Well, I appreciate the young people are looking for new ways to express themselves. And I was at the bookstore. I told you I was at the bookstore just the other day, and I put this thing down in front of this young person. And at first, when this person looks up, long brown hair, scruffy beard under the chin, thin, petite person, but as I looked further, there was a dress on and a little top, and I was like, oh, all right. I assume we didn't get into it because we were looking for the sex books that I needed, so I you know, just waited until they were shown to me, and I said, I'll take them. Go on.
Well, I was going to tell you what Dolly Parton has to say about this. And I think that these are...
About Lorde.
No, about people doing what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Miley Cyrus is her goddaughter, and says the best life advice she ever got came from Dolly Parton. The quote is, you do you and I'll do me, and together we'll be us.
Yep.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely that people can not have to tell you who they are, and present themselves the way that they want to. I get afraid sometimes in the current state of things that kind of freedom, let's enjoy it. Let's really enjoy it and push for it to be just a normal part of everyday life and not something that gets taken away. Anyway, there's that. I want that to only get stronger and deeper. And not have anybody.
Did you think I was down talking the kid?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not. I'm saying how lovely that you could run into someone and just be like, oh yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
In general, that's what I think people should do. Why do we have to be worried about what someone else is doing? They're doing them, and
you know, because people are judgy b-holes. That's why.
Yes. Yes, finally, because we were just talking about the Tommy and Pam tape. Years later, he married another lady named Brittany Ferlin, and she just left him. Over his drinking.
He's back. Oh. Remember, he'd stopped. And he'd said that I was drinking like a gallon a day, which I don't know, you know, about that. But if he went back to it, they would have to.
Living separately for, it looks like, about 2 weeks, according to sources close to the couple. Brittany and other people around Tommy feel like his drinking has gotten back out of hand. And he is not willing to stop. So they are in communication. They are not living together currently. No papers have been filed, but there have been some public signs of trouble in their relationship. Like, he unfollowed her on Instagram.
Well, that's it then.
And Thursday he posted a video of himself in a studio saying he's working on a song called Stupid Girl.
Stupid Girl.
I find it interesting that what I expect to happen when bands go out on tour is that they're just, it's chaos and they're wasted and it turns out a lot of these cats need to be on tour to stay clean, or some of these, because when they're home with nothing to do and no routine, that's when stuff gets ugly. It feels like the opposite would be true. Like
you'd be stuck in a hotel with nothing to do.
And that's where they, but they know they have to be on to for sound check at this time, and they've got someone who's, you know, wrangling them, and it seems to be
it
that.
Cleans out the mini bar before they get into it.
For some of them, that works better, and the off-tour thing is where stuff gets woof.
Yeah. Well, listen, and people with problems, they find ways to
always
make whatever they need to do happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to do this. Should you, though? Okay, I'm totally out of time, Vinny. What you got coming up?
Your smell after these.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Friday dance party. Here we go. Rah, rah, Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
Oh, fudge.
Oh, no. Fudge again.
Hold on. I have everything I need except this important word from our sponsor. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Fremont Bank. Woo.
It's official. The Argus readers have voted Fremont Bank as the best bank in Fremont.
Wow.
Fremont Bank has over 20 branches across the Bay Area, not only in Fremont.
Oh, spreading out.
And offers clients full banking services. The bank has been around for 61 years, and they're here for you and here for good. Today is a good day to discover FremontBank.com. Do it. FremontBank.com. All right, here's what's happening. So we've got clouds early, depending on where you're at, but we should see sun later and push an 80 in some spots. Hello, Napa.
Hey there.
So warming up. Beta Breakers is this Sunday, race time, 8 a.m., but there's all kinds of events leading up, so there'll be traffic with people getting their bibs and their stuff.
It's going to be busy if you can
close
avoid
things
it,
right. down the night before in order to be able to
and
get everything in place.
Straight across. Yep. Like it's going to be, it's difficult.
You all know.
Yes.
This is an annual. This is not new. But Beta Breakers, Sunday morning. There you go. And I hope you have fun. Have a great race.
Yes.
It was super fun. I enjoyed it.
Thanks for a heads up.
Very much when I ran it. So this first story is fun because I have been known as the odor police.
Yes, you are the smell
police. I am someone that will absolutely be like, what is that?
Yep.
Or who is that?
Mm. Who's making that smell? Or knowing someone's brand.
Yes.
Like you can pick people out of a lineup.
And I'll tell you that one of the things, I hadn't met Maddie yet and he was coming back to work with us. Yes. And I was on one hand, very excited. You talked him up big
for years,
over the years, but you'd also talked about his butt many times.
Yeah. Well, technically I was talking about his gas.
Oh, either way.
Not talking about his butt.
Room
clearing.
He'd become famous in my opinion, one of the wrong reasons.
Oh, that's great to know.
Well, what are you going to do?
Thank you,
sure.
Sarah.
You're welcome.
I mean, it wasn't false statements. I was definitely gassed the studio a few times.
Yeah. Right.
He would like leave the studio to gas outside the studio and then he'd like drag it back in with him. I'd be like, oh boy, it's here. Luckily, you're very, very lovable.
Thank you.
And you don't do it anymore unless Lizzie maybe has Bob has olfactory dysfunction. Sorry.
No.
All good. So do you spell Bob with an I-E or a Y?
A Y.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm. Interesting.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I would have gone, yes.
I think I might have put it in my thing wrong.
Yeah, I think I've seen it as that, and that's why I thought it was I-E. But anyway, okay. That inexplicable click you feel with someone might be your nose making the decisions your brain hasn't caught up to yet.
New international with all these products we put on ourselves.
Well, that's one of the things, though. One of Christina's best friends, Annalisa, has the best perfume. I don't know what brand it is, but she uses it tastefully. It's not overdone.
But you smell it, and it's her.
You're like, whoa, you smell great. It's a weird thing to compliment someone on because.
It's better than hearing, whoa,
you smell gross,
deodorant.
Right.
Right.
But sometimes perfume can be like, oh, that's cool. You smell great. Other times perfume can be like, oh, you're gagging me, dude.
Right.
Yuck.
And usually, a lot of times it is a dude. Like a lot of the aftershave or whatever that cologne is called. It can be, it almost feels like they've put it on their clothes because their clothes weren't clean. Like, I had a roommate who would pick up a shirt out of the laundry and give it a sniff and then spray perfume
on it and just put it on
and wear it. You're like,
laundry's a thing when you're young, though. So
yes, it is.
That's the fix.
Yeah. So now you still stink. I guess you just smell like you've got product on.
I mean, on one hand, I think that's terrible. But on the other, so is the laundromat. So who wants to go there? Nobody.
Yeah. But you have to do it. Once in a while, you got to get your clothes
but
clean
if you can
and
get
your
a,
sheets.
If you can get a second wear out of something just by perfuming it.
Yes.
All right. I hear that. New international research reveals our sense of smell silently guides who we befriend.
Oh.
With someone's natural scent mixed in with their perfume or deodorant, predicting friendship chemistry better than their appearance.
Hmm.
Our noses are actually... They figure this stuff out for you.
Mm. This person's like my tribe.
I've just the other day I was at the skate park and some young man had patchouli on.
Ew.
And I am not into patchouli for the reason that I don't think it smells good in the first place. And then on top of that, it makes me think someone is burying their BO in that stuff.
Mm.
I don't know what the deal is with just, you know, taking a shower.
Yeah,
but there are people who
There are people who seem to really love that smell. Like, I actually wonder sometimes if it's one of those things where there are certain smells that people just can't stand and other people just love. Like, Like the same way with taste. Like some people love blue cheese and some people can't handle it. Like I wonder if there's like a bunch of dirty hippies out there who are like, yeah, man, smear me with patchouli.
Well, and I can see how that associates with something. Like certainly I associate patchouli also with the Grateful Dead shows and, you know, being on LSD. I had fun.
Were you wearing patchouli?
No.
Have you ever put it on?
No.
Never.
Never, not once.
What does
have
it
you?
No.
Have you?
Yes.
What does it come in? Is it in a squeeze bottle? What?
Just a little thing, and you put a dab. I had that, and then like.
Did you buy it at like a head shop, or do you get? Yeah. Oh, you do. Okay.
Yeah, but I would put different oils on when I did different things.
Like what?
To remember them. No, so like when I went to school in Quebec, Canada for a semester, I wore a certain oil the whole time, and anytime I smell that oil now, I'm like, it reminds me of that trip.
Oil.
Yeah.
Like why though?
Lavender oil?
Yeah. Like no, what do you mean you wore an oil? Like is that something people do and I just am not aware?
It's just a scent, you know. It comes in oil form and yeah.
And but you
I
just mean put I was it on, like,
I also didn't cut my hair for 4 or 5 years and
you dirty hippie.
I was kind of a dirty hippie, yeah.
You were?
Yeah. Yeah. I had like one dreadlock and
you did not.
Oh yeah. My god.
I had a hair thread that turned into a dreadlock, and I just left it there. And yeah,
Well, they don't just turn. You leave there for a while to get a dreadlock.
No, it was
on a white dude's hair.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. So I was that was me. I was definitely same flannel every day, throwing on oil.
Ew.
And girls liked you. I mean, you're very charming, but like
he does get bats 1,000. So
yeah.
His bats 500.
Yeah, that's still batting 500 is amazing.
Yeah, and I didn't like to date hippie girls. I dated girls like sorority girls and stuff.
And they put up with that, huh?
Yeah, I think I was different. I wasn't like the frat boys.
Huh?
Yeah.
Ah.
Interesting.
I've always liked hippie girls until they start talking their politics, and then what I found out was. There's no peace and love here. This is like conspiracy nonsense hell. What? Where's the flowers and the peace?
Where's the free love, man?
Yeah, I just didn't like that.
Oh, my God.
That's I didn't funny. Like the hairy legs and armpits. And
I don't mind that. I actually kind of think that's hot.
Hairy legs, you like?
I'll take a natural lady over someone who's overdone. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. I went for overdone.
But they can't smell. They have to go for showers. They have to, like, I can't do the patchouli. And back to our story, which is your scent often dictates who you associate with.
Mm.
And you often will like or not like someone's natural smell. So in the case of, like, I never use any perfumes.
Yeah.
So whatever I smell like is that's me.
Yeah. I don't use any perfume either, but I do put on... I do put products.
Smell your shampoo.
I use my shampoo and conditioner, and then I use Dove soap, and then I do put moisturizer on.
Curel, everyone. That's
no, it's
the...
Eucerin. Currently, it's Eucerin. Oh. It's whatever John buys. It's Eucerin.
Okay.
I don't think it smells like anything though.
No, I use that stuff too.
Oh, okay.
Because
I
bought.
It's odorless.
I think I bought like one of those
giant pump things of it.
Well, the packs of it at the Costco, and I think 15 years later. I'm still working on those bottles.
Oh, man, I go through it.
Well, because you use it on your
use it all
stuffs.
Over. Yep.
I can't. I feel greasy and gross, so I don't. Your stuff. Just my hands.
Well, I just, when you shave your legs or, I want my arms to be soft. Softness. It's nice.
They did these speed friending experiments to find, as they were testing this, and you immediately are checking someone's hygiene routines.
Yeah.
Even though you're not...
You might not be like, it's not
conscious.
Forwardly conscious,
right.
but it's there. It is true. Sometimes you hug someone and you go, this person smells so nice. Or you're like, okay, I can't stop hugging you fast enough. No,
I remember we had a kid come through here that was an intern, and this was in the old,
two
buildings ago.
Years and years. I still remember the kid.
But I remember you and Yuzette truly having conversations with each other about what do we do about this?
Yes.
This kid can't come in here like that.
Right.
What are we supposed to do? And I don't know where that went.
Really,
I'm sure she handled it.
We definitely talked to him about it.
Oh, you did?
I just can't remember if it was like a, if it was the thing. He was, I don't want to talk about it.
No.
I still listen. I feel bad. I mean, I definitely felt like it was a.
Look, This is close quarters, no windows. There's no crack a window. Mm-mm. There is, I'm breathing you and you're breathing me. When you came in with COVID, I got it immediately. That's how that works. This room has no ventilation at all. None. So yeah, it was a thing. I remember it being a thing and thinking, wow, that is like, you know, take a look around. If you're in close quarters and there's no ventilation, you got to shower before you come to work.
Every single day.
You just do. Sorry about it.
I know. Think on that if people are moving away from you.
Yeah.
A little bit, you know. Consider a shower.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Memorial Day is coming up. It's not this Monday, it's next Monday.
Right.
Right. I believe this to be true.
Okay.
In my own studies, I have seen more cars on the road in the last couple months than I've seen ever.
Oh.
Like we're
like beyond.
I hit traffic on 17 in the 4 o'clock hour this morning, and not one of those road closures that I've dealt with in the past. This was just cars on the road.
Mm.
If you're leaving town for Memorial Day next week, start planning your exit strategy. AAA released its Memorial Day travel report, and they're predicting a record number of Americans will travel this year.
Oh, boy.
The current record has stood for 2 decades.
Oh, really?
They expect 45.1 million people to travel this year. That's up 3% from last year. The record is 44 million set in 2005. And a lot of those people, 39.4 million, will drive this year. So we're road California. Trip. You know what's going to happen. Be ready for it. Memorial Day weekend is going to be packed. That's Utah. That's Nevada. That's Arizona. They all come into California for Memorial weekend. Be ready for it. They're predicting an additional 1 million people on the roads compared to 1 year ago.
Mm.
So it depends on where you're going, but not really. In California, we know they're coming here. So be ready. And plan your trip around.
You can leave on Thursday.
Plan your trip.
That always helps.
Around
Thursday can be a really tough, one of the toughest commute days it feels like Thursdays are the heaviest. Sometimes you used to, I used to always think it was Friday, but it feels like a lot of people maybe can work from home on a Friday or something. So everyone's just like trying to get the hell out of town a day early.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
I was just so happy that you're reading text.
Oh.
So. No. Yeah.
Me too. I was too.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh.
So, yay, texts.
You're the best text reader ever, Vin.
And we have the best texters. Like, it's such a great symbiotic relationship.
Thanks for the cover.
Oh, you didn't mean to do that?
I didn't mean
that. Oh, okay.
What?
Good morning, y'all. Sarah, essential oils are the real part of a plant. Zero chemicals. Sin, the app.
Okay.
I agree, Vin. I don't get the whole patchouli thing. That stuff stinks.
Is there a patchouli plant? Is that what they're trying to say? That
the Those are two separate texts.
Okay.
Elisa, Petaluma Radio.
Luma.
I love, I know we have an app and it's great. And I love that we get texts from, far away lands. But the old radio, turn on the radio and stare at it like it's talking to you.
Tune it in.
I swear, I've caught myself staring at the actual radio in the middle of my car as if that's where everything's coming from. I mean, it is, but not the speakers. Anyway.
Sure. No, but that's it. That's like if you're going to address somebody.
It's a magic box.
It's almost like there should be an eyeball on each of them.
People inside.
Dials.
We're in your car.
I just put on jasmine oil. I love it.
Jasmine oil. So they're talking about those essential oils that are... They sell those and you put them in wax and make candles that smell like that.
There is a perfume that smells amazing, but smells the same on every woman. My ex used to wear it. It can be tough to smell. It's by Ralph Lauren. I don't know that one, but
I don't know,
called,
I still wear
it's
polo.
It's called Tough to Smell.
You do?
I still wear polo.
I love the smell of polo. You have to not put too much on though, or it's overpowering, but I do love that smell.
Well, we grew up with polo and chaps and a few others.
Jacquard Noir.
Yeah,
Jacquard
whether or not you love it, you certainly go, oh, that's seventh grade.
Yeah.
What was that Calvin Klein one too? Was that
one.
Was that it?
Yeah.
And it was for men and women could wear it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Way ahead of their time, that Calvin Klein.
Amazing.
And they make a How sick underwear. It. Incredible. It's funny how Vin censors himself. He'll say but then he says you can't say the real word. I'm censoring myself because I have to. That's why I said b-hole, lol. They're right. I had to. In fact, someone came down and said to me, you can't say that, like to my face, and I went, that is what second graders say. Yes, I can. And they went, nope. Not on the airwaves.
Yeah. It's funny, though, you can say a-hole and b-hole, and then there's two additional letters that you could use just in a row, and it's funny that that would all be bad. That'd be bad. But I didn't realize I've never, done the alphabet with hole before.
All righty.
What's the problem? It's fine.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
What's coming out of the trash, Sarah?
Nobody knows. And you've got to be really rich, really rich to have a shot at this.
What?
Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.